Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, dude?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right. A little sleepy, but I just looked into the news realm, and it says Spider-Man 4. Spider-Man PS4 video game release date may have been revealed, which I thought it already was. I thought it was coming out June 30th, which I am sorely mistaken. It comes out September 28th for Cool Shop Gamers.
Jesus. What's Cool Shop?
I have no idea. That's who leaked the information,
though. Oh.
Sons of bitches. But yeah, I don't really see anything else cool in news. Have you seen any cool trailers or anything?
Yeah, I got some news.
What's up?
I saw that Ryan Reynolds is going to be in the new Clue movie.
Really? Mr. Plum?
I think so. I don't know. But yeah, it just said Ryan Reynolds attached to a new Clue remake.
Are you excited for Clue?
I never saw the first one.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
I've seen bits and parts of it, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I'm sure it'll be all right, though.
What it was.
It'll be like, you know, like a murder mystery, dude.
I want to see Murder on the Orient Express.
I already know the ending, so I got kind of bummed about that. It's a remake.
Oh, dang.
Well, you don't know the ending, so
no.
By all means, watch it, bro. Yeah.
It looks like hot intrigue.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be fun. Possible Infinity War toy leak reveals Thor's new weapon. Looks like a hammer with rockets on it.
What?
Yeah.
Hammer with a rocket.
Well, you know, in Thor Ragnarok, spoilers, his hammer gets smashed. Well, not spoilers. That's in the fucking trailer. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, it really is.
But yeah, so it's got rockets on it. And Pepper Potts may have powers in Avengers Infinity War.
Well, isn't she a fucking, like, red blood, like, inferno person?
Yeah, the Extremis,
yeah.
I believe it was called. Yeah. So that's what I thought, too. I was like, why is that news? Isn't that what happened at the end of Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
She fucking saves the day.
Yeah, she's super strong.
And Tom Cruise flies off a building in new Mission Impossible 6 image. I can't believe they're making another one of those.
It's only the 6th?
Mm.
I thought it was the 7th.
No, what was it, Ghost Protocol? Was that the last one?
Yeah, I don't
Ghost
know.
Recall?
Rogue Nation,
Rogue
Ghost
Nation.
Protocol.
Oh, wait, was it Rogue Nation? Yeah, you might be right. I don't know. Yeah, they've been shooting that, I guess. And they've started production on Venom.
Yeah, that's cool. I saw fucking...
Tom Hardy.
A cool, I forget what the shop is called. They make, like, custom, one-off, like, action figure, like, foot tall.
The statues?
Yeah.
Sideshow?
Sideshow miniatures, yeah.
Yeah. Sideshow's great. They, they did a Optimus Prime, and it sold for, like, I think $1,000 a month after it came out, because they only make, like, 200.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're crazy.
And you can get them, like, packaged. I saw on Instagram someone got one of their Deadpool ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fucking switch his arms out to, like, a selfie camera or a pistol or a sword.
Oh, Deadpool.
Yeah, he funny.
You little jokester. Garrett Hudlund, Tron 3 fell through because of Tomorrowland.
Oh, way to go. Way to fucking bust your nut on that.
Didn't you like Tomorrowland?
Not as much as Tron.
Yeah, you love Tron Legacy. Was that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tron was amazing. But yeah, that they stopped it because of Tomorrowland.
Super.
I feel like Tron
That's
did
super.
Well, though.
It did.
Hmm.
Every way. It got awards. It got fucking critical acclaim. It got fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Getting another one, bro.
The fucking no good deed goes unpunished by Tomorrowland.
Charmed reboot gets a pilot order for the CW, dude.
Fuck off.
You happy?
With those old bags still in there?
I don't know if they're going to be a part of it, honestly.
You know, you should get 3 no-names so it only lasts a season.
Yeah, or just don't do it at all. Charmed is very loved.
That'd be like saying, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is back for another round of slaying.
You would love that. You love
No,
Buffy.
I would not.
You
no.
love Buffy.
No. In high school, it was enjoyable.
You love Buffy.
I could not watch that now.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't. Oh,
right.
My God.
Spielberg's Ready Player One now arriving a day early.
That movie looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, that movie looks like a lot of fun.
Dude, there's other shots of shit, and I'm like, that's extra shit.
Like, other shots of shit.
Like, the fucking one main character girl, I think she drives Kaneda's bike from Akira.
Whoa.
There's another player that seems like they're kind of a major contender driving the fucking DeLorean.
Wow.
One of them was standing next to the Iron Giant, and he had a fucking sword.
I saw the Iron Giant.
It's like a... Oh, man. There's yeah, it looks kind of ridiculous. Like, how much fucking fandom will be jizzed into one fucking movie.
Which is funny, because Spielberg, I think, said, like, oh, yeah, these, like, genre-specific movies of, like, you know, superheroes and stuff, they're gonna not be around forever, as he does, like, the biggest fucking pop culture movie ever.
Of all time. He's like, well, this will be the death of it for anyone else who tries.
I think that's about it. Did you hear about Black Panther pre-sales?
No.
Dwarfed Civil War.
Really?
Yeah, it's the highest pre-sale sold movie ever.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
I never understood pre-sale, unless it's
so you can buy it before the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, no, I... Thanks. How's money work?
All right, so you work real hard, right?
Teach me how to fill the tank in my car up with gas or what, Leans?
So you, there's a little switch on the side of your door.
Fuck.
You pop me. That, usually. Some of them are different, but usually now with standard cars, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then, actually, life hack, if you don't know which side your gas tank's on, look at your gas meter, and it'll have an arrow pointing which way.
Yep. You just figured that out?
No, I've known about that forever. I'm just letting the listeners know.
I drive a Tesla.
You do not. You drive a coal boat.
Coal boat? No, I drive a Cobalt. It is the color of deathly metal from a fucking AK-47.
Oh, it's silver, everyone.
Lead power.
Yeah, lead powered Cobalt.
My coal bolt.
Is it a coal boat?
Coal boat.
Coal boat?
Yeah.
It's coal boat.
Yeah, it drives with a, it has a fucking, what is it called, a water mill that yeah. churns it. Yeah, it's an old timey fucking water mill boat.
Do you have any other news?
I have, well,
yeah,
I have video games I played.
Oh, what'd you do?
Oh, okay. Don't sound so fucking excited, please.
Oh my God, Tone, what'd you play?
I swear to God, I would never make fun of you games you play, and we've played some together.
Yeah, Army of Two.
Nope, not talking about that.
All right.
I'm talking about real games.
It's free on Xbox Live right now, though, if you got it.
Yeah.
You can play for Xbox One, or you can play it for fucking 360. It's really good. Game of the Year edition.
Is it really good, though?
You hate it.
It's just, it's basic as fuck.
It's, and yeah, yeah.
You're real yeah. basic there. We've already maxed out what we want, almost.
No, we don't have our armor.
Well, that comes naturally.
And I'm still saving up for a new sniper. Army of Two is a great game where you...
We are playing it a lot.
Yeah, you're buddies and you have to do things together. That's why it's
back
Army of Two.
Back to back, or like I could call it ass to ass.
Yeah, or you do the step up.
Help me.
That's a good move.
Or they trip each other after missions. They're silly guys.
Yeah, you can actually punch each other in the missions. That's fun.
Yeah. That's always good.
But yeah, Tony and I are already level 2 armor. We got fucking sick guns, dude. We're just like killing it. But yeah, that's free on Xbox Live right now. So if you have a gold membership, uh-huh. you can download it.
Uh-huh.
What else you been playing?
I maxed out my character on the Metal Gear Survive beta.
Isn't that already gone?
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah. All your work for nothing.
Yeah, I know. There was. It's a fucking base builder with an MGS skin on it.
Mm.
So if you like Metal Gear Solid looks, but you like base builder and fucking like waves of hordes of fucking zombies.
Have we got a game for you?
Oh, they built a game with your names on it. So, no, I was really good at it.
So you play, you're fighting AI, correct?
All AI.
And then you're with a team of people, though.
3 people.
Okay.
So it's a team of 4, but every level you get different, like, you get fucking credits for gun emplacements or mechs that you can drive. Like, there's a lot of kind of crazy shit, and it is very unique, but because it's modeled over Metal Gear Solid and it's got the Metal Gear name, it's like someone just took a fat shit on Hideo Kojima's legacy.
Yeah,
but in the making, they made a really fun tower defense game.
Oh.
And I also played Monster Hunter World.
Ah, how was that?
And that was epic. Very big monsters. I wasn't that good at it. And
surprise, surprise.
Shut the fuck up. You wouldn't have been either. Because it's
not.
Like, you ever played Dark Souls?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Wait, have I?
You probably haven't. It's one of the most difficult games ever. Demon Souls and Dark Souls.
What's the one that we were playing that was the second game? We were War. Or not War. We're
oh,
Death.
That's, God damn it. I know.
Black Souls? Black Souls Sun?
Not, it doesn't Black have the word Soul Sun. In it. Darksiders.
Yeah, Darksiders. It has Dark in it.
Yep, not okay. So Dark Souls they're hailed as like some of the most difficult video games in the world. Like,
yeah,
you just
yeah.
can't beat them without 100 deaths,
right.
like all this shit.
Yeah.
It looks like that. It's like big monsters with they easily can fuck you up, but there's a million options.
Shadow of the Colossus.
And Shadow of the Colossus is I'm looking forward to the most out of all these games I've mentioned.
Wait, no. I'm saying that it's kind of like Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, but you don't, you're not so much climbing beasts. They're about like, it's like trying to fight fucking like a lizard fighting, that's the size of a fucking elephant.
Me fighting you, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was rabid and you had a giant sword the size of your body.
Which I do.
Duh.
Look behind you. It's hanging on the wall.
It's just a dumb skateboard.
Just sharpened her. Damn. Way to fucking... Theater of the mind, Tone. You didn't have to sell it real.
Theater of the mind.
Didn't have to sell it real, bro.
Son of a bitch.
I'm actually sitting in a chair made of swords right now. It's the Game of Thrones chair.
Yeah, I got one right up my ass, it feels like.
Yeah. Well, that's because you like it there.
Yeah, I sharpened it and shoved it up there before we started.
Yep, and you sit on it. You're like, oh, punch me in my pooper.
I think if I had a chair to choose, I would choose like a therapist chair.
Really?
Like a real thick leather one with the high arms.
Oh, I thought you meant like the one that you lay down on.
No, like a pimp chalice
like a,
chair.
They call them like sex chairs or something like that.
No, not those. The wave ones.
Yeah, you like those?
No.
Oh, okay.
I used to have one.
Really? Where?
At my mom's when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have one. You just were in the same house as one.
She gifted it to me. It was in my room.
Oh.
You know, I was...
Did you just sit there and talk to nobody?
I just tried to sleep on it, and I realized it's hard to sleep on that chair if you lean to the side.
Oh, because
then your hips are falling upward, but your fucking ass is chucked into the bottom, the dip. It's not good for sleeping sideways.
No, it's not.
And I never had any sex in it because I was a kid.
Well, you probably jerked off.
Well, I mean, I might have.
You probably had sex with yourself.
I didn't learn how to do that till I was 17.
No, you did not. You did not learn then. You learned when you were like
I meant
nine.
Seven.
Yeah, seven. Wow, that was an early bloomer. You did not. You weren't coming when you were seven.
Well,
you might have been flicking your little bean, but because you had a pussy then.
My big fat fucking clit. Oh, Dad, is it supposed to look like this? My dad's looked like a big hogosa. Mine looks like a little clit bean.
All right, we don't have a genre 5. Do you have any more news? I'm trying to think if I played any video games. Just more Arkham and PUBG and Army of 2 with you.
Yeah. So, also, if you want to get Army of 2, make sure you understand that, you know, it's going to take 30 to 40 bullets to kill a person.
Yeah, if they're red. If they're blue.
Good lordy, man. They are pains in the ass sometimes.
Yeah, that game's fun, man. We're having a good time.
I'm having a good time. I want to play it after this bullshit's over.
I might go to sleep again.
Okay.
You can play Army of 1 and jerk off in your sex chair.
Cool. I have nothing to look forward to in life.
All right, so we don't have a genre 5. Oh, shit, fucking Battlefield 1 on... Was it PlayStation or Xbox? It was on Xbox. Damn, that sucks. I should have looked on PlayStation Store. But Battlefield 1 on Xbox is $13.82 for Revolution, the entire thing.
Well, fuck me.
Yeah, that's way cheap.
It's a ridiculously low price for that game.
Yeah, and so I picked that up.
Oh, you did? On Xbox?
Xbox One, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think the... just now, I was like, damn, I should have looked on PS4, because if it was that cheap, then you and I could have got it.
Man, I'm going to go buy it.
Oh, good.
For myself. And then I'm going to talk to you through the vent, because we can.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about how our rounds are going.
I'm killing somebody. Well, I probably won't play online. I mainly got it for the storyline.
The story is a blast. The fucking one that's like the train mission in the desert.
Yeah.
The Lawrence of Arabia kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
So fun.
Prince Ali,
how do you not know those lyrics? It's like the first lyrics of the song.
I don't know. Prince Ali, magnificent he, isn't he?
What? Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababwa.
Ali Ababwa.
Ali Ababwa.
Ali Ababwa. No, I don't know the word. On your bad guys with swords. There you go. That's what I got. That's a callback from last week's episode. God, my head is pounding right now.
Okay. I told you, I had a headache too.
Yeah, mine's more so due to drinking. Yours is probably due because you don't drink enough water.
Whatever.
Do you drink a lot of water? You're supposed to have, like, I think, like, 64.
I drink 2 tubes a day. And here you can hear the water.
And yours is what, probably 32 ounce?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, then you're at the right
amount. Yeah, see? I'm not fucking... it's all water weight.
Yeah, it's a...
Right here on the old gut.
In the shape of water. That's what I call Tony.
I am the shape of water.
Yeah, just liquid.
It does look like someone filled a balloon and threw it on the floor.
All right. No genre 5. We're hopping in right into weekly recommendations and rejections. This is a fucking fire round. All right, so... I watched The Dark Knight still.
Yeah.
What if the third film would have been the guy from the bank? What doesn't kill you makes you stranger. That's what I wrote
down.
I
always wished he was a real character.
Yeah, I thought that would have been. I thought that was such a missed opportunity to be like, oh yeah, and he was Bane
because he was. Yeah, like if he became someone like monstrous in the world because of that situation, that would have been fantastic.
And that's such a cool moment.
And he's a great actor.
And it's so throwaway. Yeah, he played Shredder in Turtles.
Yep.
And he was probably in a Michael. That is a Michael Bay movie. Okay. But yeah, so I thought that would have been neat. Dark Knight, you know, just a great flick, great watch. Fucking 10 out of 10 Deep Impacts.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
Started off huge.
It's as highly rated as Deep Impact itself.
No, Deep Impact, remember you gave 3.
Yeah.
You gave 3 Deep Impacts to Deep Impact.
Oh, it's classic, Tony.
If you don't know what that is from the Unbelievables episodes, that episode that Tony and I did. Well, we did 2, but one was lost to the sands of time.
No tragedy ever so great.
Honestly. 9/11, I forgot.
Have you ever lost such preciousness to the sands of time?
All right, what have you seen?
I watched The Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh my God, Frodo. And
I really like how Netflix really does well with trilogies by adding one of them.
At least it wasn't the middle one like they do sometimes. I hate that shit.
Oh, cool, Reloaded's on here.
Yeah, Matrix Reloaded. Sick. I'm like, oh, well, the first one has to be on here. Nah.
No. We only wanted to buy one.
Yeah.
But no, it makes you just yearn for the other two if you do like watching Lord of the Rings.
I own them if you want to watch them.
What?
Yeah, I got them right in there.
You heard it here first, people.
Yeah, Tony will come back and tell you how Return of the King was.
Yeah, I'll probably watch them both now.
All right, cool. I think
can
I have
you
all
leave
the
them for
Hobbits.
Me before you take your fucking midday nap 2 hours after you woke up?
Mm-hmm. I've been up a few times today, all right? Woke up at 6.
I love how you're like, don't tell him it was so
soon. No, I sleep like a cat. I'm just sleep.
Yeah, you idolize our cat too much.
Yeah, we're both
jealous
balls.
Of you.
Yeah, hey, right now, you know what he's doing? Sleeping.
My God.
I love
either
him.
Shitting, eating, or sleeping, or just cuddling up on us.
Yeah, he's amazing. All right. We both watched Pacific Rim. Loved it.
Oh, my God. Guys haven't seen a robot movie with this much drama, you need to go see it.
I'm thinking we change the Deep Impact rating to Pacific Rim rating.
No, it's not going to be a fucking PR rating.
10 out of 10 pack rims.
Nope.
That's a good rim.
That's not going to be the new...
That's a good ring.
No!
Okay.
Pack rims is a running shit joke.
Oh, man. I like pack rim, though.
What if the second one sucks balls?
Well, then it'll get 2 out of 2 fucking pack rims. Wait, that'd be the whole thing. 2 out of 10 pack rims.
2 out of 2.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a second.
One
that's
or
really
two,
good.
Bitch. Which is it?
Half or zero?
Hate or love? I watched Pacific Rim.
Yeah, you're like, I could make a fan editor of this and it'd just be like way thicker. Fuck you,
yeah.
Guillermo.
Oh, if I'd chop that down to about 45 minutes, that'd be a perfect movie.
Fucking Guillermo del Toro doesn't know shit. Crimson Peak, more like Crimson Sneak a Shit in my mouth while I watch this movie.
Oh, you loved Crimson Peak.
I hated
then.
Crimson
then
Peak.
Shut that
Oh, Pan's Labyrinth, bitch.
What about it?
Amazing.
It's one of my favorite films.
Hellboy, Golden Army.
Devil's Backbone. You never heard of it,
Peter
I know,
Jackson's
but it's
King
great.
Kong? I'm kidding.
Oh.
They're both fat directors.
Oh, you got them mixed up. Sorry.
More rats.
It's all the same, right?
Yeah, they're all fat. Bearded.
I loved Pac Rim when I first saw it because it was better robots than I'd seen on screen and the closest robots I'd ever seen to Evangelion.
Yeah. And monsters. You like kaiju.
That being said, kaiju and fucking Jaegers aside, everything else was really shitty in the movie.
No, Charlie Day
was mildly amusing, but that was the best of the best.
But that was also a really cool part too, him fucking like syncing with the kaiju brain, the hive
mind. Which I don't like.
Why?
Any of the drift bullshit.
Why?
Because there's no point to it.
Yeah, there is. You have to control the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of the robot, so you have to drift, dude.
Because the robot's too big to be controlled by one brain sounds stupid.
Exactly. So
it's
you
saying
have to
like
drift.
That fucking 18-wheeler needs a fucking co-pilot.
Yeah, it should. Honestly.
It doesn't. They drive just fine.
No. Have you seen pileups because of those?
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Yeah, I've seen pileups because of fucking regular four-wheel cars, too.
We should probably be a co-pilot in there. We shouldn't operate machines alone, is what I'm saying.
As if they're fucking rally drivers, like,
yeah.
Two left.
Yeah,
three right.
Not only that, fucking like maybe like when you're holding a power drill, just come up behind you and be like, I don't know, dude. I'll control the left hemisphere.
Wait, next time I use like a chainsaw, I want you to hold my hips so we could just.
Speaking
really...
of chainsaws.
Oh, what about chainsaws? I don't know about them.
We've been watching.
Wait, I do.
We've been watching Carve Kings.
Carver Kings, straight out of British Columbia.
Carver Boys, that's what I call it. Carver Boys is fucking sick. It's not Carver Boys.
It is not Carver Boys.
If you type in Carver Boys on Netflix, you're not going to find anything.
Or on Google, you might find a lot of weird shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, so...
Carver Kings. I watched it originally with Courtney out of, like, we're eating, put on something quick and, like, simple.
Yeah.
And, like, the one of those kind of cheesy shows.
Yeah. It's a reality-based show where people carve wood, and there's like, oh, man, I don't know what happened to my paw, but it's something's gone. They cut it off.
Someone knocked it off. Oh, did you cut the wing off of that eagle there, bud?
Yeah.
So Canadian.
Oh, it's so,
so cheesy,
good.
But
it's
then
so
like
good.
What they're doing is so interesting and so intricate.
I disagree. I mean, it is cheesy, yeah, and cheeky, but like that's probably one of the most enjoyable reality-based shows I've seen in a long time. It reminds me a lot of Comic Book Men because these dudes are funny guys just doing scripted stuff, though.
Yeah, and when they're not unscripted, scripted, like Pete, there's a big fat dude named Pete.
Yeah, Pete's amazing.
He's fucking hilarious.
Pete like, Ryan.
Yeah, Pete Ryan. Look him up, guys.
Follow him on Instagram. Probably doesn't have a phone.
Nope. Probably doesn't even know what a tablet was in the last episode.
Yeah.
he literally was like, tell the internet Google thingy to just get you a picture of a salmon. And he's like, you can't just yell at the tablet. And he's like, tablet, make a salmon. Like, no, it's... I was blown away when you were like, why aren't you turning this shit?
Oh, yeah, I
turn
said that
this shit off.
And you're like, you don't have to watch this. This is almost over. And I was watching and I was like, this is incredible. I went back and saw the like, episodes that you had already watched. I was like, I need to check this out.
It's crazy. It's by far one of the most like unsung, like, oh, we're both into this kind of shit and didn't know it.
Yeah, it was weird. Carver Kings, Carver Boys, fucking...
Shut the fuck up.
Nick Carver.
carve me out another.
Yeah, carve me a slice of that pie. No, it's good. Carve me the turkey. Turkey Carver. Tom Carver.
Carver Cox.
It's amazing. I love it. 9 out of 10 Deep Impact.
Oh, yeah, that's a fun show. It's really fucking...
mindless as hell, but
fun,
beautiful.
Fun, mindless, yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Next on my list is next.
Oh, yeah, I saw you were watching that.
With Jessica Blauba and Wickless Wage.
Nice.
His hairline in that movie is hefty.
Yeah.
That is an epic hairline. And the idea that she's supposed to be like, someone says something in the movie where it's like, some kid asks her, she's like, is that your boyfriend? And she's like, no, he's just my friend. And she's like, he looks at you the way that my sister's boyfriend looks at her. And then you look over at Nicolas Cage, and it's just the straight creepiest. He's just like, hi, you want to see some magic? I can see in the future.
Oh, he can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
2 minutes in the future.
Yeah, I have seen next. That movie was trash, I feel
Total trash. Cool idea. Wish I had the ability.
It's kind of like knowing.
He can like hustle through life because he can walk by people right when he knows they're going to turn the other way and like go right behind them and shit. Like,
right.
Dodge a bullet. Like, he can disarm someone who's about to commit a crime. But like,
it's a neat concept.
It's a neat concept, but my God, is it a horrible fucking dude? He's like a fucking, he's like, sometimes magic is real and it hides in plain sight. My name's Johnny Cadillac and I'm a magician.
Is his name Johnny Cadillac?
Something like that. Like Timmy Cadillac or fucking Bobby Cadillac. That's his stage name.
Yeah, it's Bobby Coldboy.
But his real name's like fucking like, you know, like Neil Douchebag
Harris.
Yeah. Okay.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Good guess.
Wasn't it?
Close.
Coldboat.
I just saw a picture of Nicolas Cage. He had two cowboy hats in one picture. He had one on his head and one in his hand in case he lost the one on his head.
Got to protect
the
hairline.
Dude, he's a model of self-care. Like,
how many Deep Impacts do you give next?
Two!
Okay, I saw Blade Runner 2049.
You don't care.
It was amazing. I loved it.
You hated it.
I fucking loved it.
Tell me more.
I really enjoyed the storyline. I thought it was very cool. They had a lot of twists and turns I wasn't really expecting. Beautiful movie, too. It kept the essence of Blade Runner's look and then made another movie.
Yeah.
They did a great job.
Yeah, it's fucking perfect.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling was amazing. There's this one part, though, where he fucking, like, he chooses to, like, go over the top. It's cool, dude. Don't worry about it. I just dropped my iPad, little, like, nub right here. See, look.
Idiot.
There it is again. Ryan Gosling's awesome, but there was a moment where he, like, loses his shit. He's like, God! Like, when he's in the...
Oh, yeah, the memories, yeah.
The memory room, yeah. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
That was pretty big. But yeah, I love Blade Runner. Nine deep impacts.
Awesome.
You give him a 10, I know, because you fucking blow that movie. If whatever.
Whatever, dude.
You rub the fucking DVD case on your bean.
my little bean.
All right, what else you see?
It's not even a big clit.
Nope, little bean.
You have to look for it, because I have fat flaps.
Couldn't even be confused as a little dick.
Yeah, under my fupa, it's in there.
Just a little fucking bean. All right. That was me fucking your bean.
Okay.
It came.
I also watch Gantz Zero.
Yeah, Gantzo is amazing.
Gantzo. Man, that's a movie that's so... It's a duality. It's such a fucking oxymoron of a film.
Yeah.
The dialogue and the plot and the fucking motives and the
plot,
fucking...
The plot's amazing.
The plot is clever in its conception, but in its fucking actual
execution
is filled with piles of shit characters that no depth.
That's what I'm saying.
One of them are literally planning a fucking date day.
Yeah, that was amazing.
During a murder fucking battle royale.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop talking about how you want to hold his hand and shit.
You
and huddle.
Have to live.
Yeah, make a pinky promise. And I'm like, there's a fucking 20-foot demon behind you.
You can't break a pinky promise if you make it. We're going to live together.
And he's like, I will never die.
Ita! Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. I was making something in the other room, and I'm just like, the dialogue, because he didn't have the subtitles on, which if you read it with the subtitles and have the actual fucking Japanese, dialogue behind it, it's not anywhere near as cheesy.
On my first playthrough, yeah, I listened to it like that, and it was great. But then this time, I was kind of fucking around on my phone, so I wanted to at least know what part of the movie I was at. And there is one part. My favorite part of the dubbing is the fucking final form of the demon.
Yeah.
He's perfect.
Yeah, he's really good.
And, the questions that he asks the main dude at the end, because the whole idea is that they're just fucking pretty much prisoners fighting these demons, but you don't know what the fuck for.
Right.
Because it's happening in the real world, but they're trapped in this fucking, competition to beat these levels of demons.
Right.
And eventually you meet what's considered, a god on the earth, and he's like, I'm not the god, I'm a god. There's lots of them, but do you feel like you're in the presence of God right now? And, it's after he's had, four different forms and... It's bad as fuck, dude. His final form is so tight.
Yeah.
And, what he describes,
Such your favorite demon?
Oh, by far.
I like the little dude that splits into everything and then becomes Titty Monster.
Oh, I love when he looks at the other winged demon. He's like, what's this?
Yeah.
No!
That dude, shape-shifting and getting cut in half and becoming more, and then he becomes the boob monster. It's just a wild fucking...
And the boob monster literally, crushes someone and sucks their skin off.
Yeah, it's that movie's so cool.
It's a really rare CG film, to see something that brutal and that good looking.
I think I told you this, but I heard that it didn't do well, so they probably aren't going to go forward and making more
of
those.
Which is
sucks.
A huge bummer.
But yeah, Gantz, if you haven't checked it out, fucking 9 out of 10 deep impact story.
It's a 9 out of 10 or fun time, good time.
Yeah, we did a movie of the week on that. That's how we ended up seeing it, because I was like, hey, this Gantz looks pretty cool. Looks like fucking that pirate movie that you like so much. Hemlock's Grove. Right?
Nope. That is a show with the guy who plays it.
Oh, Pennywise.
But it's Harlock. Space Pirate.
Harlock's Grip.
Nope. No one's going to be able to find any of this cool shit with you.
I saw Jigsaw.
Ah.
I actually enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
You were talking to me last night, which it was a little incoherent, but you were like, you just got to see it. And I'm like, but should I see it? Is it a waste of my time? And you were like,
did you watch it?
No, I haven't had no time.
You should watch it now because I got to take it back before work.
Okay.
At 4:30, so we should wrap this up.
Right.
All right. But yeah, Jigsaw. I mean, it's like a 6 or 7 deep impacts. It's cool. And try to guess, man. You try to see where they're fucking going.
Oh, you think it's going to fool me?
It's going to juke you.
Oh, my God.
All right. You got anything else?
No, that was it.
All right. What's happened to Test Attorney? Which we watch Batman Forever. I'm Alfred. Hello, Batman. And you're right. He does have nipples.
I know. It's not a new thing. They designed them in that one, too, but they didn't put as much emphasis.
Yeah.
But she rubs it.
Yeah. It was in
Case Meridian.
It's weird, though, because they were using the old Batman suit with the yellow sign from Batman Returns, which did not have nipples. And then they put him in that, and then they had nipples, and then they put him in the new costume at the end of it with no nipples.
Uh-huh.
But then you get the fucking George Clooney. He has nipples.
Uh-huh.
Nipples.
So that's going to be the last time forever that I'll watch that movie. Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey, man. Man, oh, man. I've never seen someone eating scenes next to each other so much.
It was insane.
They are literally like, it's almost like you can see them spitting on each other and then walking into the foreground.
Yeah.
Like smacking each other upside the head and walking in front of one another.
This was, okay, so Tommy Lee Jones definitely, he plays Two-Face. If you haven't seen the classic Batman Forever, which was like a sleeper, I guess, like a giant. Like, that thing did really well. People were like, what the fuck? People like this? They're like, throw George Clooney in it.
Yeah.
And it did bad. Anyways, so he plays Two-Face, and his whole thing was like, all right, Harvey Dent's going to be this kind of cool, calculated guy. Thank you, Bruce. You've been such a good friend. You've always been a good friend to me. And then fucking, like, his, like, Mr. High, hoo-ha, wah, wicked-a-wah, like, fucking super high-energy.
Straight-up serial killer.
Fucking weird, just, like, laughing all the time.
Almost the Joker.
Yeah, and that seems like what they did is, like, they're like, okay, well, Nicholson played it over the top. Let's both do that. And Jim Carrey's fucking just Jim Carrey on 14.
It's Jim Carrey with different costumes, Jim Carrey with different names, and the least motivation to be the character possible.
Yeah. Well,
he's just like, I'll prove you wrong, Brucey.
Don't you worry. Yeah, and he's like, all righty. Like, shit. Like, I'm like, he's playing himself.
Bummer.
Yeah, bummer. But then he says, like, he has this one line where he's like, but now I am a god. And you're like, what the fuck? He's like, was that over the top? I think that might have been over the top. I can never tell. And you're like, Jesus fucking Christ.
No, he, you can almost see, like, distaste in the eyes of Tommy Lee Jones in scenes where, like, there's a scene where Jim Carrey comes into Tommy Lee Jones' lair, and he's got Drew Barrymore and his other chick, the angel and the demon chick.
Salt and pepper here.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey is just running amok, and, like, you could see, like, it just felt.
Did you hear the story of, like, what happened to, like, how Jim Carrey found out that he hated him?
Oh, that it was, like, an encounter, like,
he was at dinner, Tommy Lee Jones, and, like, Jim Carrey walks into the same restaurant, and the fucking garçon running the place was like, oh, Tommy Lee Jones is here. You're working with him in a movie, right? And he's like, yeah. He's like, you want to go say hi? Takes him over there, and he says that Tommy Lee Jones is, like, having a good time, and, like, and then he looks up and goes dead silent and just looks at Jim Carrey, like, all, like, just quiet, like, does not say a word to him. He's like, hey, man, I'm really excited to start filming with you. Like, this is going to be a lot of fun, blah, blah, blah. And he walked up, and he gave him a hug, and he held him, and he was like, I can't condone your buffoonery. I literally hate you. And then was like, all right, see you later, champ. Like, go eat. And, like, that's how, like, they started off.
Yeah.
That must have been the most fucking weird movie to be on.
Exactly. Because Tommy Lee Jones is like, yo, I'm a goddamn grizzled vet. Dude, you're the fucking clown.
Do you remember when they fucking went trick-or-treating and they're like, ooh, like, grab-assing and shit? It's so fucking weird.
It's a strange thing, because they're like, what are we going to do next? Go ahead and show him. And, like,
it was like the Tommy 1960s Lee is trying, Batman.
Yeah, it's very strange. And there's, I put this in the notes, there's literally, like, kazoom, bam, wow, like, fucking stupid sound fucking bites.
Yeah.
Really ridiculous sound bites for, like, what they're doing that I think they were trying to do an homage to the...
Oh, totally, yeah. They
zing,
do
a, pow.
They do a lot of the Dutch tilts in that movie, too, and that's a lot of the show.
Everything's angled. Yep. Oh, my God.
This bothered me.
Not a straight scene was seen.
This bothered me so much. Okay, so Batman, right? Stops being Batman at one point in the movie because he finds out that Chase Meridian likes him.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fucking plot point in a Batman movie. And I was like, wait a second. That's like the... Like, he stopped being Batman in Dark Knight Rises, too. Like, why are they making the same movies?
Yeah.
But, so he stops being Batman once Chase says she likes someone else, referring to Bruce Wayne, and then leaves Dick to go seek revenge.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. You want to kill Two-Face? Whatever. I'm about to get some puss, and I will see you later. I'm going to go tell her right now.
She is also...
And you know what they do? Then they break into the fucking mansion, like Ra's al Ghul, while they're having dinner... And fucking light it on fire. I was like, this is Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises. Like,
yeah,
this is insane to me.
It's a very strange, like, designed movie.
Yeah.
And Chase Meridian, legitimately, as she meets Batman, flirts him up because she sees him for the first time. Second time she sees him is when she lights his fucking signal.
Yeah.
And she's on the roof. She grabs his fucking man tit in lingerie and then pulls her tits out, like, in a bra. asking him, like, are you ready to fuck?
Yeah.
Within 3 minutes of talking to the guy.
Yep.
Like, it was very strange. Like, yo, I'll do whatever the fuck you want, Batman, you big sex machine.
Then she goes out on one date with Bruce Wayne, tells him that she met someone else, doesn't want to date him. Then later on, Bruce Wayne, like a creep, puts on the Batman outfit, goes and sees her because he knows she likes Batman. He's like, well, I'm going to get my dick wet one way or the other.
Someone's going to get it.
The bat tip is going to get fucking wet. Yeah, or Bruce, whichever one she wants. And then she's like, then they kiss and she's like, I think I like somebody else. And you're like, Bruce, make
he's
up
like,
your
he's
fucking
like, hang
mind.
On a sec. Hang on. Let me. I'll be right back.
And then he's like, okay, well, I can quit being Batman now because I found my girlfriend. What the fuck?
It's crazy.
I also have written down Two-Face and Riddler playing Battleship was fucking terrifying. Oh, that was awful. He's like, Tommy Lee Jones is like, B12. And fucking Riddler, Jim Carrey's like, hit. And I love the vitamin.
I don't. It was brutal.
There's another weird un-Batman moment in the movie as well. This is the last note I have. Two-Face falls to his death when Batman throws a bunch of coins at him.
Yeah.
Like, he goes, he's like, all right, fucking, I'm going to kill all of you guys. We're all right here. I know you just defeated the Riddler, blah, blah, blah. And they're standing on, like, this fucking death trap. It's just a giant cylinder, very much akin to the Emperor falling. And he's like, oh, well, Two-Face, you have to let your coin decide. And he's like, thank you, Bruce. You've always been a good friend, Bruce. All right. And he flips the coin. Batman throws 1,000 other coins up at him. He fucking loses him. Batman doesn't even try to save the motherfucker.
No, just lets him plummet. Yeah.
And then and fucking Robin's like, hell yeah, what I wanted.
Yeah, Robin's like, cool, murder.
And Batman just fucking like broke his only rule that the character has.
Yeah.
It's like that.
There's a lot of if it's a sub character, if it's just an extra, they can do deadly things to him, and it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're not looking at it. But I think of what physics are, and when Bruce throws someone through the fucking window of a museum and they fall 5 stories to their death.
Right.
That's a murder, too. But, you know, a big murder? Yeah, he totally, like, it'd be like if fucking Batman shot Joker in Dark Knight with those spikes and then let him fall.
Right.
Like, almost like, I'm getting you off of me. And now just figure it out. Oh, God, you died.
Which is another weird thing. That was in Batman. He catches Joker.
Yeah.
The same thing. Jack Nicholson. He catches him with the line on his foot.
Yeah.
And then hooks it up to that thing, and that thing falls. The gargoyle. That's like the exact same shot. Upside down, everything.
Yeah.
That's so wild. Like, how much they pull from other movies.
It's almost
so
like weird. They're just trying to recreate past better.
Yeah,
I guess. Is this a better version of... It's a reimagining, not a... new story.
Dark Knight was nowhere. The only similarity.
Yeah.
I'm about to say is that they have the Joker and they have Batman. Nothing
but
else.
Also, maybe they're like, dude, it's so good. Let's do it better.
Maybe I don't know. All right. So what do you get, Batman?
2
Forever?
Out of 10, man. Okay. That was fucked.
I'm gonna give it a 3. A lot of rewatchability.
Oh, fuck off.
All right, let's hop into movie of the week. We watched Polka King, based on the true story of some dude. Can't remember
Jan Lawan.
Yeah, it's like, I think his name was Jan, or like, they're like, is it
Jan? J-A-N.
Is he Jan or Jan? He's like, whatever you want, whatever you want. He was,
I don't know. I never knew.
Where's he from?
Poland.
Poland, yeah. Okay. So he's Polish.
Yeah. So
and he likes the polka.
Ziggy zaggy, ziggy zaggy. Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah. Jack Black, you said last week that this is one of his most acclaimed characters, or most
or
lovable.
Endearing, yeah.
Endearing. And I felt like, you're right. In
he's a
sense.
Shitty guy.
Right.
But he just plays him really fun. Like,
yeah, he does. And that movie was a blast to watch. I thought it was going to be way more funny than it was.
No, it's kind of like...
It's pretty serious.
Just seeing what this guy... It's so true to that dude's life. Like, all the concerts he did were concerts that guy played. Like, he sang his songs.
Right.
Like, note for note, Jack Black did. And, like, yeah, for sure it was seeing, like, this foreign dude coming over and creating an empire on... Like a foundation of like fucking
lies.
Twigs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all the things he was doing.
It was a Ponzi scheme, is what he was doing. So he was getting investors to invest money and then he was paying them back, but he wasn't on the books of doing that. So once he had to do that, he had to pay back like $365,000, which he didn't have. So then he gets more and more into this. His whole life basically falls apart.
Yeah. It's a huge, you know, if I don't
it's
get
sad.
More investments every month, I can't pay out the interest to all the
right.
old investments. So it's always growing and growing and growing, but it's also ready to collapse at any minute.
Yeah.
And it I mean, it's just a fucking crazy... It's a crazy story that dude lived. Like,
yeah,
that dude lived a crazy life.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I'd probably give it, like, fucking... I don't know if we need to talk about it super in-depth. There wasn't anything that, like, really struck me about it. It was very good. It was good. Well acted and stuff, but like not amazing. So I give it like 6 deep impacts. Probably wouldn't watch it again, though.
Yeah, I think I watched it once. I'd watch it again.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that enjoyable? Not like soon, but like I thought it was funny. Like I thought it was very enjoyable.
I didn't think it was that funny.
I think just everything he said, the way he articulated all of his...
So it's a Nacho Libre kind of thing.
Kind of,
and
yeah.
And you fucking love Nacho Libre.
Oh my God, yeah. Him in a, I guess, a foreign character is just good for
him
me.
Him being racist is just, I love it.
It's not, though.
In a way.
Well, Nacho's pretty racist and fun.
Insanely
it's
racist.
It's hilarious.
And I kind of squeeze.
Get the corn out of my face. No, it's fucking... I don't care. I think it's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
Last night, we literally said goodbye to our friend, Josie, with Chinese dialect.
Yes.
What was that? She's like, it was like, I was like, oh, be safe. And she's like, I will. And you're like, oh, fuck off, both of you.
All right, man. So what do you give Polka King?
6.5. Because yeah. I'd watch it again. It's not like,
like I said, I'd give it like a
get
six.
A fucking DVD of it. But not like bad. It's a cool watch on Netflix if you want to see a real story of a weird life.
So next week, if you weren't fucking Batmaned out.
If you haven't cheesed your bat load yet.
We are going to do Batman and Robin.
Yeah, we already started it 5 minutes and I'm excited.
Fat Man and Throbbin. That's what we should go by.
That'll be the name of this episode, Fat Man and Throbbin.
There you go. Right on.
Jesus.
Cool. Good, good. I'm glad we got that out of the way now. And then movie of the week will be Shape of Water. Thank you, Yudi, for telling me where I could find that.
Thank you. Thank you, Yudi. You sweet, sweet, sweet prince.
Yeah, I hope it's a good rip or else...
What did you say he looks like?
Huh?
There's something you said. You said he looked like someone or something last night. You're like, oh, God. It was a fucking reference to someone else. And you're like, yeah, Yudi looks like that. It was like that person. Oh, God. It was something weird. Like, it was something completely random. You're like, you know, Yudi looks like Roy Orbison. I'm like, what? And you're like, you know, it wasn't like anything like mean. It was just random as fuck. Damn it. But it was really weird. I was like, where the fuck did that come from? You're like, yeah, he looks like Tim the Tool Man. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we'll think of it, Yudi, and you'll get it.
Yeah, we'll get to you sometime. All right. Well, until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company! All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on... He is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Aussie Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast, available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.